Now, an insect with a long, thin body that flies around over lakes or ponds, and it can just kind of, it almost looks like it can stand still in the air sometimes.
That's a muscular.
Okay. Now, that's a small
one. Gallinipa.
A gallinipa? Okay. Now, is a gallinipa bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Can you think of the, what you call a woman who does help at childbirth, besides a nurse? I mean, somebody who does it as a profession? Mm. Well, have you ever heard the term granny woman or midwife?
Yeah,
depending
on. She's cut that out.
Uh-huh. Well, would you use the word granny woman or midwife? Or?
Midwife.
Okay. Now, let's see, if you were talking to a child who'd misbehaved, you might say, you better be good or the what'll get you. Have you ever heard of the word boogeyman?
Yes.
Well, is the boogeyman the same thing as the devil?
Same thing.
Okay.
The boogeyman. Mm. You can't skip someone now.
You can't?
Oh, no. She don't got more sense than we got.
Well, I don't know. My mother used to always scare me. I didn't know what that boogeyman was, but I was scared of him. Now, let's see. A little boy ate green apples, and he...
Well, that's what he ate before. I couldn't get that feeling. I don't think I can get it.
Well, what I'm interested in finding out is you'd say, you'd use the word sick, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And what's the word you'd put in between he and sick? A little boy ate green apples, and so he, what, sick? Would you say he got sick, or he was sick, or he became sick, or what?
He got sick.
He got sick, okay.
Leave the apple with an apple.
Now, let's see. A woman is wearing beads around her neck. And you might say, it's a pretty what of beads?
Pretty strong of beads.
Okay. Have you ever heard the words tacky or dutchy or slouchy?
Yeah, I've heard it more times than those. Slouchy about half dress and clothes, slack on. Slouchy.
Uh-huh.
And about half dressed, I don't care how good on the clothes. That's a slouchy.
Uh-huh. Well, now, does that apply to both men and women? Can you call them both slouchy?
Yes, ma'am. Both slouchy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Somebody's about half he got clothes on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. Do you ever use the expression every which way or ever which way or anything like that?
Mm.
Well, if something just scatters all over the place.
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't, would you have a particular word for that? Mm. Just go all over everything?
Mm.
Okay. If you're talking about an old person who gets around real well, would you ever call that person spry or lively or pert or?
I call them lively.
Lively? Mm. Okay, that's you, isn't it?
Lively.
Now, let's see, when a person dies, he's taken to the funeral home, and then they put him, what's the thing that they put him into? So that when the people come and view?
In his casket.
Uh-huh, okay. Have you ever heard the word hoodoo or jinx or Jonah?
I've heard the word there, but I don't know about it.
Uh-huh, so would you ever use any of those words?
No.
Okay. Can you think of the name for the skinny hog?
Can't get that together. Can you?
Piney woods rooter or a
pine rooter. That's
a pine rooter?
Pine rooter.
Okay.
According to Mr. Lee, this farm line here has got it from South Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And they're calling pine rooters.
Okay.
I got it there.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
Pine rooter.
Now, going back to this, if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he what, do that. You say he mustn't do it, or there's another way you could say it. He mustn't do it, or he
shouldn't do it.
Okay. Now, if If you didn't fall down, but you came pretty close to it, would you say, I like to fell down, or almost fell down, or nearly fell down?
What
would
you almost.
Say? Almost. Okay. Let's see. A person might live in a great big building, or he might live in a little tiny one. And what would this building be called, whether it was big or little?
Big would be called a mansion.
Yeah. And the little one would be called just a... Well, how about just a house?
Yes, that's what we call it, just a house.
Okay.
A big is a mansion.
Okay. And little a little house. Just an ordinary house.
Yes.
All righty. If somebody said, do you still do a lot of things? You'd answer, yes, they're... What? They're what? A lot of things I do. They're... What word would you put in between the there and a lot? Yes, there. Yeah,
a lot.
Uh-huh.
Of things I do.
Okay.
If you're using the name, a lot of things I can't do that I would like to do.
Uh-huh.
The way you've got me.
Well, it looks like we're through here.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.